Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for, what you really want, your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, listen, traditionally, Mondays are trash.
Right.
Not today.
Not
Ladies
today.
Gentlemen, we have guests in the house.
Yes, we do.
Ooh. We even cleaned our tables.
Yes, we did.
Filling in for Portia is the one, the only, Karrueche Tran. Yeah!
Hey, y'all. Good morning. What's up?
You've been in the show. Mm. Now you're on the show.
I'm on the show. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And you guys always say nice things about me.
We do.
Yeah. Well,
we do.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Now, so you know it's going to get big, right? We got DJ Khaled's son, who turned one. He had a birthday party, and we can guarantee his was better than yours.
Yes.
Plus, Justin Bieber had a pretty painful weekend, and Heidi and Frank will be joining us with more on that just a bit. But first, Brat, I know you hate this.
Ugh.
And we're sorry. But we got to talk about your best friend, Mariah Carey. She really goes hard for her best friend.
I met them at Mr. Chow's.
That's what's up.
In L.A., yeah.
All right, so you remember when she was dating the Australia billionaire James Packer, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he's now finally speaking out on his relationship with Mariah. In an interview with the Australian, James said it was all a mistake.
Oh, no! Mistake dating Mariah?
Yeah, he said he was at a low point in his personal life when he met Mariah, and even though she was kind, exciting, and fun, it was a mistake for her and it was a mistake for me.
Oh, as really? In him. A mistake? It was just like, how in the hell did I run into this doggone drama queen, honey? Here I am, James Packer, and there's Mariah Carey. Is that what he said?
Well, you paraphrased it, but yeah, I guess so.
But that's real. You don't call it a mistake and a regret. It's all about life and growing, and that's rude.
But I do wonder if Mariah Carey will respond to this interview. You think she'll say something?
Probably will. Darling, yes, it was a mistake.
She's gonna say, who? Who is that?
She's gonna be like, I don't know him.
Yeah, exactly. So moving on, all five of our living former presidents joined forces over the weekend for the One America Appeal fundraiser to raise money for disaster relief with performances by people like Lady Gaga, and they were able to raise $31 million. And not only that, now, this awesome picture exists. My goodness.
And look at Bill Clinton chilling on the side.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, where's Monica?
George Bush Sr. rolling with the punches.
Well, speaking of Lady Gaga, she's the latest celebrity to now join the Wax Figure Hall of Fame. And what the hell? Because a museum down in Peru did her dirty.
I think dirty is an understatement.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, they did that with minimal love.
Sure. And their hair is like straw.
It's what like kind of hair is that, y'all? Is that Peru?
That's that yaki. That's the braiding hair.
Oh. That's worse, honey.
Let's talk about Meek Mill. He had a really rough 2015, 2016. 2017's been really kind to him. New album performed well. And he found himself at a Sixers game over the weekend. And he was hanging out with the Sixers dunk squad backstage. That's the guys that entertain the crowds during, like, you know, like a halftime and slow moments with, like, these fantastic dunks on a trampoline. Right. So the dunk squad was doing flips. And then Meek Mill stepped up to do a flip as well. And the results? Take a look. Raise your hand if you thought he was going to fail that one.
I thought he was because he's a rapper, and I never know rappers for turning flips.
You turn tricks.
Well, yeah, that's different. Honey. That's my specialty.
So it gets better. One of the biggest beefs in rap history may be officially over because Drake actually liked the post.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. That's interesting.
Like, have you ever been caught up, like, you know, accidentally liking something that you didn't mean to like on, like, an ex's post
or somebody
you was at odds with?
Yeah. Really? Because if you look and sometimes you just move or something happens and accidentally. Then it's like, what do you do? Do you unlike it? Do you just leave it? Because somebody saw it.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody got that notification.
So, like, if you like something on someone's page and then you unlike it and like it again, does it show you liking it twice?
I think so. It'll show up on the notification. You know how you go to your, like, feed and it says, mm-hmm. this person like this, or this person follow that person? Mm-hmm. I think it'll show it twice.
Yeah, but it still counts for one like, because when I be liking my own pictures, that one number will come up. Then I take it off. Go down one, push it again, it's the same number.
It's the same, right, yeah.
All right, moving on. DJ Khaled, everybody knows his son Asad. He's the executive producer of his last album. He had the best birthday party ever.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, this is better than the party I had last year. So, here's what happened. Khaled's son turned one, mm-hmm. so he threw him a jungle-themed birthday party at Miami's nightclub Live, and it was hosted by Diddy.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, during the party, Asad sat on his throne as king of the jungle, and he watched live dancers dressed as jungle animals.
Oh, that's pretty entertaining.
First of all, he's 1 year old. His birthday was at Live, the hottest nightclub in Miami. Your birthday is at Live. That's crazy. He had animals. I think there was like, I watched it on DJ Khaled's Snapchat, and I was just blown away. Like, he's 1 year old.
You would get carted on the way in the Live.
Right, exactly.
And Asad is in there living.
That's crazy.
But here's the thing. There's more. There was a photo jungle booth. They had a baby valet station.
Yes.
Babies could test drive luxury toy baby cars.
Oh. Yes.
Like, he gonna really remember any of this.
Gary, don't be a hater all your life. I know what's wrong with you, baby.
What?
You jealous because you never, ever had a birthday party in your whole 75-year-old life, and Asad is just one, and he's having this amazing birthday party with all these wonderful things.
What, you've never had a birthday party before?
All his friends are dead.
We're gonna celebrate your life at your funeral, Gary.
Move on.
Hey, you guys, what do we call it when the food don't look great?
It's a struggle.
Well, a woman by the name of Jen Levison recently tweeted these photos writing, look at that macaroni and cheese my coworker brought to our potluck today. Bruh. And then followed it up writing, I'm so offended. She literally poured cooked macaroni into a pot and shredded cheese on top with not an ounce of seasoning.
Oh.
See, that's when you don't like your coworkers.
It just don't look good at all.
Right. It's not even melted. I feel like she had to have done that on purpose. Like you said, she does not like her coworkers.
She's going to quit soon.
Because that's crazy.
So many people have been dragging this struggle play on Twitter, y'all. Even Ava DuVernay got into it responding, I think you have grounds to file a workplace grievance.
Oh, not
I agree.
Grievance.
Yeah.
It's just sad. The cheese is just draped on there like little cheese confetti.
No, there's nothing on these macaroni elbows. Nothing.
But you know, I mean, but looking at the macaroni and cheese, though, it still looks better than Portia's struggle chicken. Hey, everybody, it's time for...
Unbelievable and Unforwiggable.
Well, baby, sounds like Miss Faye Dunaway has done away, honey, with paying for expensive extensions.
Oh, Lord.
Baby, yes, baby, yes, baby. Honey, it's been reported, honey, that Faye went and had her hair extensions touched up at the Marie Robinson Salon in Manhattan. And when she found out, baby, that the bill was $3,000, they say Miss Dunaway threw a fit, bitch. She said, honey, she only paid half and stormed out, honey. But Miss Faye, honey, herself said she paid the whole bill, denying, honey, throwing a fit. And she said, quote, I was just very, honey, alarmed at the amount they were charging me for the very small amount of hair work that they did. Like, is $3,000, is that, like, average to get?
Is that what I pay Karrueche?
Well, what kind of extensions is Faye Dunaway getting is a question. Because if they're fusions, and if she's at some five-star bougie da-da-da salon in Manhattan.
Right.
I kind of believe it, to be honest.
They could do that easy.
To be honest. Because she ain't going to the homegirl salon
right.
down the street, around the corner. You know what
Plus,
I mean?
Plus, they know who she is. They like, right. oh, she's got them coins.
So, y'all, where should Miss Faye Dunaway go then? I mean, you know, for a more cheaper extension.
Man, there's a chick named Keisha in the hood right now to the brave
Faye Dunaway ain't going to sit in Keisha's lap in between her legs and get her hair done.
Right.
Keisha does fusions and stuff like that.
She is not going to Keisha's house where a possible roach could come out and her son, Man-Man, walking around with a dirty pamper.
Don't do that to Keisha.
I'm just saying. I'm just Faye Dunaway is not going to the hood. Point blank, period.
Okay. Yeah, Faye Runaway.
Oh, my God, yes.
Coming up, one middle-aged man just got engaged, and another says he'll be ready to start a family in 5 years. We'll tell you who coming up next. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up, what up, what up?
Now, Karrueche Chan had to check her DMs because you guys are blowing up. She'll be back in a minute. But in the meantime, we got to check in with the L.A. Posse, Heidi and Frank. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Atlanta?
What's up?
Heidi and Frank.
Harry Styles' junk is not up for public handling.
Whoa.
Really?
What are you talking about?
He was performing at the Hollywood Bowl, and towards the end of the performance, he started going toward the front of the stage to get the people excited,
yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And he got one particular fan too excited and tried to grab his crotch.
Oh, boy. Think after all these years, though, that he's used to getting groped. He's like a sex symbol, and jumping in the audience is they're gonna try to touch his penis.
And he went in crotch first.
I was just gonna say that, Frank. He went in crotch first.
Yeah,
like he was like offering it up.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you expect your fans to not try to give you a manogram?
Hello.
You
know?
But many fans were upset and described the incident as sexual assault and started posting videos online with the hashtag #RespectHarry. Don't touch the hairia.
Well, that's the problem because most men, if you're raised right, you're taught that you don't grab a woman, you don't put your hands on somebody. But I don't think women are taught that. I certainly was never taught. You now you keep your hands, you don't grab penises. I mean, I never had to be told. I simply just left them alone. But
she was born that way.
All right, man. Well, somebody who probably would have got groped if he was a rock star back in the day, Gerard Butler. He's announced that he has a 5-year plan. Now, according to this plan, he sees himself becoming a family man. Now, if you want to check the tape, he's 47 years old, and he told People magazine that in 5 years, I want to be in a relationship. I would love to have one or two kids. It's about time.
Oh.
Hang on a second. Right. He has a 5-year plan. Is he with somebody now, or he hasn't even started square one? I mean,
he's still working hard just doing movies. You know, he got 5 movies in the works already, and he says it's been hard to focus on romance these days because he has no personal life. Like, you know, acting and being on a set all the time, it keeps you busy.
He's old. He's going to be like 300 when that kid graduates high school.
47. What are you talking about? Old.
But if you fast forward the tape, he's going to be 52 in 5 years. He'll be an old dad, but maybe he'll be one of them cool old dads.
Nah,
yeah,
bro.
52,
nah,
that's
bro.
Cool.
Nah, bro, because when your kid is 10 and you're 62 trying to come to the school,
right,
it's
your
like,
grandpa's here.
Leave your hovercraft in the car.
Oh, well, you know what? 22 years of marriage and 4 kids later, Ewan McGregor has split from his wife. No, you don't applaud. Over the weekend, I guess, photos surfaced of Ewan McGregor kissing his Fargo co-star Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Amid those photos, it was revealed that Ewan and his wife Eve secretly split back in May. So we didn't know about that, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Ironically, the same month, Mary split from her husband.
Really?
Of 7 years, by the way. Coincidence?
What a coincidence.
It happens. This is no surprise. You're on the set a lot, you know?
Yeah, right. That's what I don't like about it, honey. We ain't gonna be on no set, honey. Uh-uh. So you ain't gonna be that kind of
love. You ain't gonna
act. I know. 22 years of marriage and already dating again? Hollywood has no chill.
None.
Well, Ewan McGregor may be back on the market, but John Stamos, Uncle Jesse from Full House, is officially off the market.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. It's happening. John announced his engagement to model Caitlin McHugh on social media. He wrote, quote, "I asked, she said yes, and we lived happily ever
Let
after.
Let me see a picture of her.
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
Yeah. You get it now?
Because if I was John Stamos, I'd be eternally single. But in this case, I see why he nailed it down.
I think you know what happened. I think it's like now these bachelors, confirmed bachelors, are looking at George Clooney, who didn't get married till later in life. Mm-hmm. Now he has the twins. And it's like, he looks really happy. He seems to be embracing fatherhood. So maybe John
Does
Stamos
he?
Is... Yeah.
He's drinking twice as much tequila now than he ever has.
After the break, Karrueche will be back, and we have to talk about Cardi B. She had one hell of a weekend. Welcome back to Dish Nation, people. Well, y'all, poor Cardi B just went through one of the fastest breakups and makeups I've ever seen.
Baby!
Saturday night, Cardi B posted a selfie boomerang video with the caption, single, and then posted a picture throwing up the double peace signs with the caption, peace. But then Sunday morning, she seemed to have had a change of heart writing. So listen, babes, I exaggerated a little bit earlier because I was really upset and the Bronx girl in me always have to go to the extreme. I came to my senses now. I'm sorry. Waffle House on me?
Well, at least she apologized. Some people were like...
Yeah, but when there's so many people paying attention to you, you kind of take a breather first and just calm down you post something on Instagram.
The 3 R's, relax, relate, then release.
Oh, all right now.
So, I mean, have y'all ever been in a situation where you broke it up with somebody and y'all got back together, like, within 24 hours or less? Who'd you break up with and why?
I mean, I'm not going to get that far into details, but, you know, sometimes I can get a little crazy, and if you don't text me back, if you don't call me back or something, I'd be like, oh, forget it then. Whoever you with, I hope she was worth it, you know, da-da-da-da.
Oh,
and then a few hours later, okay. I'm gonna be honest.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So if I'm on my period, yes.
True,
I'm emotional,
girl, facts.
And it's all about me. So yeah.
Well, that's not the only thing Cardi B had going on over the weekend. Apparently, it was a little rocky, a little tumultuous. She also claims that an Albany, New York hotel is racist.
Oh Lord. Mm.
Yeah. So her and her crew got kicked out early Sunday morning after the people at the hotel said they smelled weed and blamed it on the wrong room. So she says the cops came in the middle of the night, knocked on her and her manager's door and said that they were smoking weed and kicked them out, which Cardi emphatically denies because she says everybody who knows her knows that she doesn't smoke weed because it makes her paranoid. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even let her people smoke weed around her for the same exact reason.
And she's been sick, so she doesn't let people smoke around her, period.
Now, Brat, you know, being on the road and all that good stuff, I'm pretty sure you've been in some situations where the room was pretty lit, you know, for lack of a better explanation.
Of course.
Have you ever been kicked out?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
You said that with dignity. Mm.
I was smoking for real, though.
Oh, well, that's good. At least I'm admitting it.
Yeah.
You didn't put up a fight or nothing?
Knowing is half the battle.
You gave him that church finger as you walked
out? Excuse me, please.
Well, baby, I just want to remind all our Dish Nation fans to vote on which Halloween costume I should wear this year. The Egyptian god, Gary, or Gary Queen of Scots, honey. So, Karrueche, I mean, which costume you think I should wear, darling?
I think Egyptian god, Gary.
The Egyptian god?
I'm feeling that with the gold and all that.
Yes.
I like that.
Good. Good taste, honey. All right, honey. Y'all heard it from Karrueche, honey. So go to dishnation.com and cast your vote today, not tomorrow.
Today.
Honey. And I want to thank you so much, Karrueche, honey, for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Come back
anytime.
Oh, I will. I'm sorry. Portia might lose her job, because I like it, honey.
And don't forget, y'all, coming up, Justin Bieber, honey, is no longer the son of God.
What?
Well, we'll tell you why next.
Welcome back. Well, I have some bad news. Justin Bieber has, he's no longer a son of God.
He's giving it up, huh?
Well, you remember last year he got Son of God tattooed on his stomach?
I don't remember.
I figured you didn't, but maybe you did. And, he did. He got Son of God tattooed on his stomach, but over the past weekend, he got a little ink. Actually, a lot of ink. Take a look.
Oh, my God.
It just looks like a black blob. Well, the tattoo artist's name is Bang Bang.
Bang Bang.
So this new tattoo that, to me, looks just like a black blob. Well, apparently, the meaning behind the angels and demons saying it represents the struggle between light and dark, the good and the evil, the yin and the yang, and best describes Justin's spirituality while also complimenting the spirit animals that he has on his chest. My opinion is, somebody's trying way too hard.
I really shouldn't comment on this because on my arm I have a grizzly bear wearing an American flag bandana with a snake in his mouth, shooting an AK-47, all while surfing on a gray or white shark. It means everyone makes mistakes.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.